Summer gardens are ideal for pollinators, butterflies, bees, and other insects who hold the food chain together, including for us. The weekend after next, on Saturday, August 21st, Rising Fawn Gardens in Georgia will show you how they do that by hosting the Pollinator Project. Karen Persinger is co-owner of Rising Fawn Gardens, and Ann Brown of Lookout Mountain will be one of the presenters. Karen, Ann, yes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to be here.
Tell us more about the Pollinator Project.
This will be the third year that we have hosted the Pollinator Project at the farm. We have Ann Brown and Mike O'Brien come out and spend the day with us at the farm. Mike, we call him the butterfly expert. He is very quick to say he is not an expert, but he is. He will take us on a hike through the gardens, and we will identify butterflies, moths, all sorts of flying creatures, and he will give us lots of great information about all these wonderful pollinators, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how important they are. And then following that, we will gather and just have our own lunch that we bring. And then after that, Anne will do a presentation on pollinators and the plants that support the pollinators and how important they are for us, especially in this day and time.
And if Mike is the expert on the butterflies, tell us more about your expertise.
For the past 8 years, I have been talking to groups in and around the Chattanooga area about the loss of our pollinators and what we need to do in our yards and in public areas to restore the habitat that they need to prosper. And so I have spent a lot of time doing research, developing my own garden, participating in the planting of public gardens so that pollinators and all insects will have the habitat that they need, especially the native plants that are native to the southeast and to Hamilton County.
And we should remind people why we have been losing these pollinators in the past number of years.
There are many different reasons. Two come to mind. Lack of habitat, that means that the pollinators, our bees, butterflies, all insects, do not have the plants that they need to eat and prosper and to reproduce. The second reason is the high use of chemicals and pesticides in our yards. And so what I try to do is talk to people about reducing the use of these chemicals and pesticides. I am an organic gardener, and I do not use any of these in my yard or in any of the public gardens that I have helped to plant. And I like to talk to people about insects because we have a real love affair with pesticides and chemicals in that we are trying to kill all the insects in our homes and outside our homes. And so I try to talk to people about this, about the importance of insects, especially their importance in the food web. And if we destroy our insects, then we destroy the food that our wild animals and our insects, all animals in the environment, need to eat. And insects are such an important part of the food web. We all know that plants collect energy from the sun. And how is that energy dispersed within the ecosystems? It is dispersed by either an animal eating the plant or an animal eating something that ate the plant. And our insects are the most important distributors of this energy from the sun in the ecosystem. And so if we destroy our insects, especially our pollinators, then we are really destroying ourselves.
The need for these pollinators and the threats that they face, none of that took a break for the pandemic.
During the pandemic, people became very interested in gardening, and so it was very important to our movement, especially Bee City USA and the Tennessee chapter of Wild Ones, where we tried to promote the message of creating native habitat for native bees, butterflies, and birds. And so we think that the message is very strong. In addition to that, several books have come out in the last 10 years that have really influenced the conservation movement. And those books are by a very famous author named Doug Ptolemy, and then the botanist E.O. Wilson. And they all stress the extremely important link between native plants and native wildlife. If the wildlife does not have the plants that they need to prosper, then we see a tremendous decrease in their populations, and that's what we have been seeing in the last 10 years.
Karen, this event began before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How has the pandemic changed how you all do what you do there at Rising Fawn Gardens?
Well, I don't know that we have changed how we do anything. Last year, we modified what we did. We still held all of our outside events, both because we felt like being outdoors was one of the safe things we could do during the pandemic. And we found a lot of people were really glad to have places that they could go and be outdoors. Our indoor events, we did have to postpone those because of the need to be safe during that time. But now we're back in full swing. You know, we are hosting indoor and outdoor events. We're finding a renewed interest in being outdoors and learning more, like Ann said, about gardening, native plants, wildlife. And people just want to be more, I think, in harmony with all of that.
The interesting thing about this pollinator project is that I will be talking about the plants, the insects, and then we will actually go out into the field at Rising Fawn, and we will be able to show our participants the plants that we're talking about. We will be identifying not only the butterflies, but the bees, birds, because Mike, our guide, is an expert on all three of those. And so it will be a practical application of what we're talking about, because Rising Fawn is a wonderful example of a place where wildlife can prosper.
And for people who want more information, where can they go online?
So they can visit our website, which is risingfawngardens.com. And they should be able to go under the events section and find the Pollinator Project, Saturday, August 21st. And I believe the hours are 10 to 2. Okay. And we just invite people who, you know, no matter what your level is, whether it's an entry level wanting to learn more about our pollinators, or if you're a well-versed pollinator expert and gardener, we invite all, because you will definitely see something you haven't seen before. You will experience something new, as it always does every time we step into nature.
All right. Karen, Ann, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.